Hi, this is Joan, and this is a special edition of the Cross Conference Cast. In conjunction with our series on the University of Portland-Santa Clara women's soccer rivalry, we're interviewing several players, coaches, and fans on both sides, and then sharing those interviews with you. First up is Corey Alexander. Corey was a goalkeeper for the Portland Pilots from 2003 to 2006. Corey won a national championship with the Pilots in 2005. She spent the WPS's inaugural year with Sky Blue FC in New Jersey, then took some time off to recover from a PCL injury. Now she's returned to the West Coast Conference and is the goalkeeper coach for University of San Diego. Corey was kind enough to talk with us for almost an hour about her time at Portland, her experience in the WPS and on youth national teams, and what she's up to now. This interview is going to sound a little disjointed because I discovered two-thirds of the way through that I was only recording Corey and Ruth and not myself. So I'll intro what we talked about and then we'll cut to Corey's thoughts. For full show notes, please visit crossconference.com. We started out asking Corey if she's been keeping up with the Pilots this year and how she feels about their season so far.
I've been following them because it's pretty tough coaching in the WCC because obviously my loyalty is still so much to Portland. So when they played Northridge this year, I drove up like 3 hours to see them. And yesterday our team was playing Fullerton, but the Portland versus Washington game was on the internet. So they plugged in a laptop to one of the girls' like TVs because we were at someone's house having a team dinner or team lunch. So we all sat around and watched the game and watched them go into overtime yesterday and finally win on the PK. So I'm still very connected, and my college roommate is assistant coach at Portland, Lisa Seri, so we talk quite a bit. So I'm definitely still invested in that program. I think it's pretty impressive that they're able to, I think I read last night, they've gone down in four matches now and have been able to come back. So that's huge. They have a pretty young team. I think Garrett's trying to figure out the best combination of players to have on the field. Obviously, Sophie Schmidt's going to be missing a big chunk now to be with Canada. So, I think the more I'm involved in college soccer, the more, I mean, they keep saying, like, the whole parity across the board, but it's just tough. On any given day, anybody can win. I like their chances. I think that as the season goes on, they're going to mature. Because I was a group of 9 freshmen, and it's tough being a freshman stepping in and having to start. Like, you definitely have to grow up really quickly. So if he can get those freshmen to grow up and kind of get the experience they need early in the season, I think it'll fare well for them come playoff time. And they've had some tough matches on the road. I mean, my mom actually went to the Stanford game, and I heard it wasn't the best showing for them, and I think Stanford did pretty well. But, you know, hopefully they get that under their belt and they don't have the monkey on their back of being undefeated, and they hopefully, you know, can go back to the Final Four this year.
Next, we asked Corey if she was aware of the Portland-Santa Clara rivalry before she decided to play for Portland.
Well, actually, being from the Bay Area, I was, because I grew up going to Santa Clara games because, that's the closest top college to me. I mean, I went to St. Mary's games as well, but I grew up going to the Santa Clara games, not getting as recruited by them, so that kind of put a chip on my shoulder as far as, okay, all right, I'm a local kid and you weren't looking at me, so when we played them, it made it that much more important to me to show them that what they missed out on. I definitely knew that rivalry because it's a small school, same conference. The year I graduated was the year, the year before, my junior year is when Santa Clara had won the national championship. And then obviously my senior year of high school is when they won the first championship. So I knew about it going into it.
Next, we asked if the rivalry was ever a factor in pre-conference play.
You definitely, it's just one of those things, you follow them. So, like, you know, obviously and we even do it right now at San Diego. Obviously, when you're done playing, the first thing you do is get on your little iPhone or whatever phone you have, and you check on scores, and you want to see how Santa Clara did or how the other people in your conference did. The big thing, especially being from Portland, is it matters in the long run for whether you can host playoffs or not, because you actually want teams to do well when they're not playing you, because that makes their RPI better. So you're kind of rooting for them to do well when you're not playing them, but then at the same time, you're taking note of how well they are doing so that when you play them, you're ready. We always kept tabs on them.
We asked about Ruth's favorite Santa Clara topic regarding how Bronco injuries impacted the rivalry later in Corey's career.
Well, the other funny thing, too, is I played club with a couple girls that went to Santa Clara. So Tina Estrada, who had ACL problems at Santa Clara quite a bit, she was on my club team. And then a couple other girls that I played on the youth national teams with, like Tiffany Roberts and a couple others, Brittany Klein, and them, I knew as well from just, you know, that's the other thing, like you, the rivalry is so funny because a lot of us are good friends off the field, but when you step on that field, it's a battle. I think they got more injury prone once I graduated. I think they had like 3 ACLs after I'd graduated, but they weren't too bad. I don't think it's anything you can use as an excuse. Good try, though, because I think we had equal amount of injuries as well throughout our time with having Rapinos tear their ACLs and whatnot.
Following up on the injury discussion, we asked Corey how her return to the field was going.
I'm back. I played this summer semi-pro for the Storm just because I'm trying to... PCLs are kind of funny ligaments to tear, so it's kind of, it just takes a lot more time. So I'm back now, and I'm training down here with the San Diego girls and just trying to keep my ears listening for what's happening with the league and whatnot, because there's always rumors flying about what's going on with the pro league. So that's definitely my goal. I mean, I'm down here to coach for the fall, and I'm only on for the fall. That's the agreement. And so I might be back in the Bay, or I might be back in Portland come, you know, end of November just to get training and stuff. No, there's going to be a lot of shuffling going on. Like, I learned that in my first year. But just because you played somewhere 1 year, it doesn't mean anything for the next year because the contracts are so just, I mean, they're not necessarily, they're just year to year, basically. So there's going to be a lot of shuffling going around in the offseason.
Continuing with the rivalry discussion, we asked Corey if the annual game against Santa Clara was treated by the players as any different than other games.
You kind of just, you always had a circle on them on your calendar. And as much as Garrett told us to not act like that, you know, it's every game you should get ready for every game like it is Santa Clara. It didn't matter. It still was the battle, especially I think my freshman year, we came down to them, I believe, and played and I think lost in like overtime or something. And then they came up to us for playoffs and, we lost in PKs. And I remember that as a little freshman in goal, just being so upset because you never lose at home on Merlot, and we lost in PKs, and I think Santa Clara went pretty deep that year into the playoffs, so we were pretty upset about it.
We also asked if there were any specific moments that stood out.
I'm trying to think. Freshman year, I think we lost in the overtime. I dove into the goalpost or something dramatic, and I was out for like a week for the concussion, so that was a bummer. And then I think they came up to us the next... I more remember the people because it was, you know, I had so many friends on that team that I just remember different battles. I remember going against Leslie Osborne and getting creamed a couple times because she just is a hard tackler. Tiffany Roberts took me out once, and I remember my mom yelling at her after the game because we knew them from regional team stuff. It just always was a battle. I mean, you just pulled up your sleeves, and it was nasty. Jerry Smith and Garrett get along fine, but they both hate to lose to each other. The turnout whenever it's at Portland is unbelievable. They make signs that the fans hold that say, like, beat the Broncos or go Pilots or whatever, and we usually sell out those games. I remember when we played at Santa Clara being terrified because it was when they had the baseball field set up still, and so they had their whole water polo team sunken in the dugout, and they were in their, like, Speedos. And I, like, hit a bad kick or something, or I got scored on, and it was, like, a legitimate goal. And they just were yelling at me the entire first half, like, telling me how horrible I was because I'd let in a goal, and I was the worst goalie ever. And being, like, I think a freshman or sophomore, I was just, oh, my gosh, stop yelling at me. But I know our environment in Portland's way worse because, I mean, it's funny even talking to the San Diego girls down here. I'm pretty sure the place... Anyone in college soccer hates to play with Portland just because the atmosphere is insane.
Next, we ask Corey how the rivalry factors into her work today, if she talks about it with her teammates or the players she coaches.
Definitely. I've let the girls know. I mean, when we played UCLA, I let them know how much I don't like UCLA and how they ended my career. But same goes for Santa Clara. So, and the head coach has been talking about, I guess San Diego's beat them the last 3 years, so there's a bit of a chip on Santa Clara's shoulder when it comes to San Diego as well. So, but anytime you play at Buckshaw, it's a tough place to play, so we're getting the girls ready. Play them on Sunday, so But yeah, I've definitely let them know as far as, you know, WCC, we all know it comes down to usually Santa Clara, Portland, so. Well, funny enough, this summer playing with the Storm, I played with Granny Chastain. She was on my team. So there was definite comments all the time going back and forth about the Portland-Santa Clara-ness of it. So, you know, we went up to Portland to play, and she was bagging on the weather and all this stuff and talking about how she doesn't like it up here. And I was like, well, that's because you guys lose when you come up here. And we definitely were bantering back and forth. So it's definitely still there. People are always bringing it up, so... And then, but yeah, it's funny though, because, I mean, off the field, you all become friends, because even my Sky Blue team last year, I don't like UNC equally as much as Santa Clara almost, and I think I had 5 players on my team from UNC who I ended up, I was like, oh, you're actually good people off the field, because I hate you on the field.
To close out the rivalry discussion, we asked Corey how she felt about this year's matchup.
We're getting game reports. We just talked to, I think, one of the Stanford coaches last night because they just played them, I think, yesterday. And they held them 0-0 until, I think, 15 minutes left in the game. I think they're as healthy as they've been in a long time. But I just, they don't seem to be getting the superstars as they used to get it. A lot of the superstars now are going to Stanford instead of Santa Clara as long as they can get in academically. So I think they're well coached. I think that's one of the things about the rivalry that's always been there is, we respect them because of the way they play the game. Cause there's like that West Coast soccer mentality that a lot of people talk about, like Clive Charles instilled it in Portland. Like Portland tries to play, they possess the ball, they pass it around. Santa Clara pretty much does the same. And then when you get to teams like UNC and the more East Coast mentality, it's more the kick and run. We're going to recruit kids that can run faster than you, that can hit harder than you. And we're going to sub every 10 minutes. You know, Portland, Santa Clara typically don't sub that much. I think he subbed a little bit more this year at Portland just because he's trying to get people experienced. Because in the past, with injuries and national team call-ups, they haven't had the experience come playoff time, and that's hurt them. But yeah, I don't know. I just think when we respect the fact that they play, I think they might possibly sit in a little bit just defensively. So we're trying to get our girls ready for that at San Diego because... they don't do that well with being patient sometimes. They try to be a little too direct for our liking. So it'll be a battle. We'll see. But hopefully we'll get a result because we need a result to – I mean, this team definitely has WCC – winning WCC on their mind because Portland has to come down to San Diego to play us this year. And I remember being a player. It's really hard to play in San Diego. I'm not really sure why, what the deal is with the stadium, but – we've tied San Diego before, so as a team. So I know San Diego's got a goal of winning conference, so we'll see what they can do.
As a bonus, we talked a little bit about Corey's experience with the youth national teams, and midway through, I remembered to record myself.
Oh, I loved it. I mean, anytime you can pull on your U.S. national team jersey is just amazing. Like, I still remember the first time I got called up. Julian Ellis was actually the coach back then when it was the U21s. And I believe it was kind of after that 05 season where I kind of got back on the map because I'd been on it as a youth and then kind of never got back in with the national group until college, and obviously doing very well as a team helps people individually as well. So yeah, I got called in spring of 05 and went in for the first time, got to go to Amsterdam that year with them, got to go to the Nordic Cup, and definitely was an experience I'll never forget. And definitely still have aspirations of the full team if I can get myself all the way back healthy and playing right again. So I got called in with them once for a mega camp, and that was definitely a check on my list of life goals as a kid, you know, was to get called into the national team. So that was exciting. But no, I loved it. I mean, Bill Irwin's the head of it now, and he was the head of it the last couple years that I was there, and he's obviously an amazing guy to play for. He likes to have fun and still get the job done. We did well as a team, you know, usually winning the Nordic Cup, so... it was a great experience.
Yeah, we're big fans of Bill Irwin.
he's awesome.
He seems like a delightful human being, really. Like,
if you can understand him, he is amazing. And he is like a second father to me. They're actually coming down here Friday to play the USC men, so I'm going to see them. So I'm excited.
Who's your favorite keeper at the well, when you were in the U23s, it seemed like there was a... there's a fairly steady rotation of certain keepers through there, like Kelsey Davis and Val Henderson and Katie Jo Spisak. So who's your favorite one to team up with on the road?
Favorite one to team up with on the road? That's a tough one. I mean, it's funny because I knew Val growing up because we're both from the East Bay. So we kind of had that local connection, and she's just a crazy hoot, but she's also from UCLA, so I kind of didn't really love that. Real rivalry we still had. And then, you know, Kelsey obviously transferred and ended up coming to Portland. And I kind of took her under my wing a little bit because she came up to Portland and redshirted and kind of was trying to figure out some things and trying to figure out the different programs as far as Portland runs a pretty tight ship as far as being professional, doing things right, you know, tuck your shirt in, polish your boots, be on time. And Kelsey kind of had that SoCal surfer girl mentality. So her and I became really close. And, you know, I think she definitely, it was kind of fun having a little, kind of being like a little mentor. So she was definitely ready to take over when I left. And I think we kind of had a bond that I've always appreciated. And, you know, we're still in touch. She's actually headed back to Portland soon. And I'm excited to see her when I go up there to visit. So I would say she's my favorite. We've got along well. We kind of had similar funny senses of humor and little side jokes just because we played at Portland together as well. So I'm going to go with Kelsey on that one.
Yeah, Kelsey's our one of our favorites as well, Ruth and I. We like Kelsey.
Definitely. Yeah, she's a good kid. Does great things. That was one special thing that program instilled, is kind of volunteering and giving back. So, like, I know Kelsey headed the Ronald McDonald Project this last year and a half ago or so, and different volunteering projects that they always did as a team, and even doing like monthly dinners at the Ronald McDonald House, or doing tsunami relief projects, volunteering in Louisiana and stuff like that. So that's another special thing about it.
Well, thank you again so much, Corey.
No problem.
Best of luck, both in your professional career and then as a coach as well. I'm really looking forward to seeing you on the field again.
Oh, thank you. All right. Well, thank you both. Have a good day.
Yeah, you too.
You too.
Bye.
All right. Bye.
We'd like to thank Corey again for her time and insight, and thank you, the listeners. Don't forget to check out our blog, crossconference.com, or send us an email, crossconference@gmail.com.